You ready for some coffee, honey?
Absolutely.
I'll pour.
Great coffee. I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli.
And I'm Linda Martinelli.
And we are talking
while married.
Well, we're all sit down with our Bailey's coffee, and it is such a romantic atmosphere in here. We've got the lights turned down low, got a fire in the fireplace, got all the season's lights going, beautiful tree, tons of presents in front of the tree, and our neighbors next door had a daughter that got married, and they're blowing off fireworks, so we'll probably hear a boom from time to time while we're talking while married.
Well, Desi noticed the fireworks. I wasn't sure if it was shots fired or fireworks. So you grabbed the pistole and ran outside and took a look.
And boy, the dog ran for the bedroom and hid under the covers. Great watchdog.
She was a good watchdog, though.
No, I'm just kidding.
She did her job, then ran for the hills. So we're still hearing what sounds like shots in the background, but it's fireworks, and they're celebrating a wedding.
And I have disarmed myself. So anyway,
good thing.
Congratulations for them. So anyway, how to begin the evening?
Well, you know, the big story continues to be the government shutdown and the wall. And, you know, today they were talking about maybe a compromise. And I know you and I feel the same way, that we don't want any compromise. We don't want Trump to compromise on this. I feel that he's been compromised enough on this subject, and we want the wall built.
Well, you know, the thing that really bothers me about this is it's so hypocritical for Schumer and Pelosi and the Dems to be putting down this wall when just within the last few years they were all in favor of the wall and talking about how the wall would protect the safety and security of Americans. But now it's all, I hate Trump, and I want to do whatever I can to obstruct whatever President Trump is doing. And the thing that is, to me, completely disgusting, Lynn, is that they are compromising the safety of American people. Can I bring up something?
Sure.
Okay, so let me give you some statistics.
Okay.
So I just got the statistics from ICE on their interventions. In other words, their arrests during 2017. So they just came out with the arrests and the backgrounds of the people that they had caught coming over the border.
Wait, are these the poor immigrant people that are coming over just to find work? Those people?
You know, there's always going to be those people coming across.
Sure.
But out of 158,581 illegal aliens that were interdicted by ICE and United States Border Patrol, which, by the way, is an... I'm sorry, you know what? I apologize. It's not the 2017 statistics. It's the 2018 statistics. So as of the first part of December, 158,581 illegal aliens, which is an 11% increase over 2017 and a 25% increase over 2016 when they got 110,000 illegal aliens. So out of this, we have 1,641 of these illegal aliens with prior convictions for homicide and more than one homicide. These are convicted felons. Over 1,294 convictions for kidnapping, 3,740 for sexual assault, 54,000 for DUI, and 55,000 for possession or for sales or personal possession of dangerous drugs.
So that's a third. Just the drugs are a third. If you add all those numbers up, you're probably talking about almost half of the people coming over have some sort of record.
Well, according to this, 66% of all the people that they interdicted had criminal were convicted criminals.
Okay.
Okay, because I gave you all the stats. So if you add all of that up, that's 66% of the 158,000 illegal aliens that came across. Are we nuts in this country?
Well, we're nuts in the way that we are misinformed and that we believe what the media tells us, because the media and the politicians who want all these people over to get the vote don't tell us the truth. And that is one of the biggest things that you and I complain about, is the untruth in the media, which I want to talk to you about in a moment. But before I do that, I want to say that, you know, on this whole wall thing, listen, I don't stay up late enough to watch late night TV anymore, and nor would I with the people that are on. I remember back in the years when Johnny Carson was on late night TV.
I love Johnny Carson.
I just thought he was hilarious.
And I could even deal with Jay Leno when he followed
Carson. And Jay Leno was, he was,
yeah, he was a little bit
fun.
Political. Yeah. He wasn't, not at all a Trump supporter. But at least he was fun, and he did both sides.
But now you have the likes, well, all of them that are on late night TV. I mean, really without exception, okay. But the other night, what Jimmy Kimmel said, and by the way, most of what he says, I am insulted by. But what he said was, he's making fun of this whole build the wall. And this man who started the GoFundMe, who is a disabled Air Force veteran and a Purple Heart recipient.
And a triple amputee.
By the way, which Jimmy Kimmel is none of, okay? He is not
He's not a Purple Heart recipient.
No service
to the community and service to his
country.
He's
just a big mouth. Yet he has the audacity to criticize this man for trying to do what we in America, by the way, overwhelmingly voted for President Trump to do. And we want him to build the wall, but Kimmel has his own ideas, so he criticizes. And this is what I absolutely despise about this ilk of people that are just, you know, they're supposed to be the ones that are take everybody in, and they're all friendly. And no, if you don't agree with them, they just put a knife in your back.
Well, you know, the
so
other
that's
thing.
What he's done on this, Ron. And what he said is that the Republicans or the conservatives that donating money for a wall that will never exist is like starting a college fund for Harry Potter. Okay, haha, that's funny. A more useful thing to do with your money would be to go outside and feed it to a bird. And, you know, he says that you do have to admire the sacrifice of the conservatives. They're probably dumping their meth money into this. Really, the conservatives are the ones doing the meth. I would bet that if you surveyed all the meth heads in this country, the majority of them would not be conservatives.
You know, here's a guy that's not particularly bright, and he's not a good business person. First of all, he's already turned off half of the country. And he says, you know what, I'm okay with only getting half the country. That's if you think that half the country is watching his show, which I don't think it is. Ultimately, it's all going to be about ratings. And if his ratings go down, he's going to capitulate, just like all the other cowardly people in Hollywood that have all changed their stories when they started, you know, losing market share with respect to people. But guys like Kimmel, all they are big mouths, and they don't put their money or their volunteerism where their mouth is. So, you know, he's all for open borders. He's all for, oh, the poor people trying to sneak into the United States, including the 66% of the convicted criminals for rape, kidnapping, sexual assault, drugs, DUI, all these great people that, you know, we want to have Americans become Americans in this country, according to him. But you know what? He's never sponsored a single person. He's never donated any money for any causes.
Well, they're not living in his house unless they're cleaning it.
They certainly not. And what do you want to bet? Just like every other one of these stars, what do you want to bet he's got a wall around his house?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
And security.
And security.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I'd love to, and you know, maybe when we're finished with this, maybe I'll just Google and find out where he lives and do a Google Street and see what the front of his property looks like. I'll bet you there's a huge wall or some gigantic hedge or some sort of deterrent to keep people from the street from coming over onto his property, just like all the other Hollyweird people.
Well, there was some, I think it was Tucker Carlson who had somebody on, some Democrats on, and they were talking about the wall, and Tucker kept pushing the question at them, did the wall work in Israel? And they had to admit that it did work.
And Hungary.
And, well, we know it worked in Hungary.
Because we've seen how it worked in Hungary.
So they kept saying it didn't work in China, and people would dig under it and go over it. Well, it did work in China, and it did work in Hungary. It does work in Hungary, and it does work in Israel. Of course, there might be stragglers that get over or under. That's just human nature. But the fact is that it has curbed like 99% of the illegal immigrants going into these places. So it does work. And maybe it's not the only answer, but it's a big part of the answer. And an answer can be multifaceted, but the wall has to be part of it. And to denigrate the people in this country who want the wall, to denigrate the people who are doing something about helping to get the wall funded, is just not right. And that includes people like Schumer. And what it's become, Ron, is it's become a thing where it's not about doing what's right for America. It's not about doing what America wants. It's about defeating Trump and what he wants. And that is all that this is. That is what it has become with Schumer and the Democratic portion of the Senate, is simply about defeating Trump and not doing what's right for America. And that just is, that should make every American angry. Well, there's a story in the Daily Caller written by Amber Athey, who talks about the, as 2018 comes to a close, that she reviews the year's worst cases of media misquotes, misleading narratives, major corrections, and straight up fake news. So I thought it was really fun to kind of read through this and see what the biggest fake news stories of 2018 were. So the first one was just a recent one.
Now, is this in terms of what's the top one and the second one, or are they just
probably
a bunch of
them? No particular order.
Okay.
But the most recent one really was the Washington Post that blamed the Border Patrol for the death of the 7-year-old little girl.
And of course, we know that didn't take place at all. She already had sepsis. She already was dehydrated. She had all sorts of pre-existing medical problems before she ever stepped one foot into the United States.
Well, and they neglected to put in the father's statements praising border agents, you know, so right. How convenient. Of course, another lots of big stories around the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nominee, and this one was that CNN and The Hill both spread retracted sexual assault stories that they spread without saying that they were false because they had already been retracted.
And you know, you and I have both written for America Out Loud. We both wrote a series of columns about how ridiculous all of the accusations against Kavanaugh was, and there was never one single shred of evidence that he ever did anything wrong. And they went all the way back to his teen years.
Right. Well, then the Boston Globe came out, and they reported on the DNA testing of Elizabeth Warren about her Native American ancestry, and they reported the wrong figures of how much Native American she had in her, which was virtually nothing.
And I think
so they
Trump
had to go back and retract that.
I think
that.
Trump, when he did his DNA, he had more than her.
I think he was kidding. I don't know. The New York Times.
Fake news.
Yeah. The New York Times tied the ambassador, Nikki Haley, to expensive curtains hanging in the ambassador's apartment that cost her $52,701. And the truth is that was approved long before she ever even was in office. She had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, she was. She hadn't even been appointed, and those drapes were already in there.
Yep. Then CNN and MSNBC have still been blaming the Republicans for the Steele dossier, saying that they're the ones who started it, and that's patently false.
But you know what? The scary thing about the Steele dossier talking about law enforcement and the standards of proof is that's what the FBI used to build their probable cause to get the FISA warrants, right? Well, I mean, and the whole dossier was fake news, okay? And they used that. They didn't even tell the judge that. That's why the judge is so angry about this. And he is, you know, demanding, you know, all the documents, you know, that were supposed to be delivered by the affiant for the search warrant or for the FISA warrant. And that's the thing where DOJ is digging in their heels and they're obstructing the judge's order right now. So that tells you a lot about that.
Yep. Well, then you had CNN accusing Ted Cruz of being scared to come on their programs after the Parkland shooting. And Ted Cruz responded back, "I just did an interview with you yesterday. Why not air it?" You know, CNN also, CNN seems to be a lot into this fake news, don't they?
The guy from South
Germany.
Africa.
I think it was Germany.
Was it? Okay, so yeah. He's the guy that they listed as their big award winner, their best reporter
of the year. Yeah.
And guess what? He had to admit that his stories were fake
news.
And he got it. He had to give his award back.
So CNN reported after the Texas shooting that there was 22 school shootings in 2018 at that point, and that was absolutely false information. There was a lot of fake news stories. I won't go through all of them on Kavanaugh. That was a big deal. Then we have McClatchy. They reported in April that Robert Mueller had evidence that Michael Cohen had been in Prague, and we know that that turned out to be completely false. Jim Acosta said that illegals would not climb the border wall. And I don't know if he's been to the border and watched them climbing the border wall or happened to catch his own station's news footage of people climbing the border wall.
On the same day that he said that, there was footage of them climbing over the wall and sitting on top of the wall. On the very same day that he said that. And they kept, I know Fox News kept playing him saying that and then showing this is live in Tijuana and they were climbing over the wall or sitting on top of the wall. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, NBC's Andrea Mitchell, she said that Snipes, remember the Brenda Snipes, the Broward County election supervisor, who is notoriously Democratic, she said that Snipes was a Republican, hardly a Democrat official. So, Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo spreads a false story claiming that a 20-year-old student was able to purchase an AR-15 rifle without going through a background check. I mean, these guys just say whatever they feel like saying.
Well, you know, that's why the people don't trust them, and I think the people that do listen to them are Kool-Aid drinkers. And you know, all I want people to do is I want reporters to report accurately on the news. I get the fact that you hate Trump and that you hate conservative people. But for God's sakes, you know, you've got to have some code of ethics that you're supposed to follow and at least report the news accurately. And they just don't. So I'm
pretty... Well, we'll get some more coffee and I have a few more for you.
Well, good. And I'll be more than happy to listen to them.
I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli.
And I'm Linda Martinelli.
As former law enforcement officers, we know that your life and the lives of those you love and work with can change in an instant when you encounter an active shooter.
Unfortunately, in today's world of uncertainty, encountering an armed active shooter can have deadly consequences. That's why the key to survival is training and preparedness.
And that's why we want to invite our listeners to seriously consider taking our Response to Active Shooter training course.
Violence can happen to you anytime and anywhere and when you least expect it. Having a response and survival plan and engaging it can be the difference between life and death for you or a family member.
Our Response to Active Shooter courses are customized for the corporate, school, church, restaurant, and small business environment at a reasonable budget that fits your needs.
So don't put this life-saving training off because you don't think it will ever happen to you. We call those people victims.
Our Response to Active Shooter instructors are all nationally renowned tactical law enforcement experts who will guide you through the life-saving protocols you'll need to survive an active shooter event.
So be a victor, not a victim. Go to ResponseToActiveShooter.com to learn more today.
Remember, that's all one word, responsetoactiveshooter.com, and be safe out there.
Okay, I've got my Bailey's refill, and let's go on with some fake news that happened in 2018. Donald Trump referred to corruption and bias within the FBI as a cancer in the FBI. The media constantly misquoted him and said that he referred to the FBI itself as a cancer. And that's pretty unfair.
You know, he's never said that.
No.
Okay. He's constantly been on message with regards to problems within the FBI, and especially on the seventh floor where all the, you know, FBI administrators, the Comeys, the... all the guys that have caused problems there, okay? He has consistently said, just like I say, you know, there's thousands of men and women of the FBI that do their job ethically and honestly, and they protect us and they put their lives on the line every single day. But it's the people like the Comeys and the Muellers and, you know, all these other McCabes and all these other idiots and liars that are just destroying the reputation of the FBI. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if the American public will ever again really look at the FBI as an impartial search for justice and search for truth agency. I know I don't.
Well, or the Department of Justice because of Loretta Lynch.
Yeah.
And because of... with the FBI, because of Comey and Strzok,
yeah.
And you know, it just has gone too far, and we absolutely do need to drain that swamp. Another swamp we need to drain here is Rachel Maddow, who MSNBC, the anchor, she said that the Trump administration edited a tape of the president's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, which never happened. The CNN again. They reported that Trump attorney Michael Cohen was prepared to tell the special counsel that the president had knowledge in advance of a Trump Tower meeting between his son and Russians, and that was completely dispelled. Brian Williams.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yeah, he of the helicopter attack that never happened on him, right? You know,
is he still around?
Yeah,
gone? He's gone, right?
He got into a story which is so bizarre to me. It's like this is no news, but it was fake news, but it's no news anyway. He scoured the internet to try to see if Trump was a dog lover, and apparently he didn't find a lot of pictures of President Trump with dogs, so he puts out a story that he's a dog hater. Now, why would you even do that?
This is Brian Williams?
Yeah.
The fake helicopter Brian Williams?
Yes. But okay. Just by searching Google, there's lots of pictures of President Trump with dogs.
Does he have a dog?
I don't know the answer to that question, if he has a dog. I haven't seen him with a dog.
Well, you're a dog lover. I thought you'd know all of that
stuff.
Well,
I got enough hands full of my own dog here. Do you remember during the McSally what was her name? Martha McSally and her opponent, Kyrsten Sinema, they said that McSally accused Sinema of treason. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but I was just going to say that I don't remember McSally ever saying that about Kyrsten Sinema.
She did not say that. What she said was that she was kind of knocking Sinema for excusing the treasonous actions of others.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yeah, these things have just, you know, there's more. There's that Donald Trump Jr. committed perjury. There's lots and lots of misquotes. Honestly, this article goes on and on and on and on. Do you remember the Time magazine, the cover of Time magazine with President Trump standing there big and tall and the little crying Honduran child?
You know, I do remember that, and I saw the picture, which I thought was disgusting.
Well, that little child who they quoted as being separated from its parents at the border was never separated, never.
You know, I just have such, you know, problems with the news. And, you know, I think Americans are pretty sick of it. And again, like I said, it's about the Kool-Aid drinkers. The Kool-Aid drinkers are going to watch whatever shows and read whatever television and magazine articles anything that puts this country down, anything where they can profess further hate against the President of the United States. But it's really up to the media to be able to accurately report the news. And until they do that, they're still going to languish down at the bottom of the barrel with only 11% credibility rating. Do you know who is in the top three careers for or jobs for credibility? Law enforcement and first responders.
Oh, well, as they should be.
So Congress is down around 13%. I wish they would do an end of the year. I'll bet you they'd be about 8% after all the crap that they've pulled towards the end of the year and then keep taking off for, you know, vacations and things like that. I think they'd be at the bottom of the barrel. But right now, the press is at the bottom of the barrel with 11%.
Well, it should be. And there's a lot of stories about Melania Trump that were fake. And the Daily Beast said that migrants in the caravan don't have diseases. Of course they do.
Of course we do. Yep. We already talked about all of that.
Yeah. There's just really story after story after story. The article is quite long in the Daily Caller about all the fake news for... it certainly can't cover it all, but just a lot of the highlights.
Well, you know, hon, I don't want to throw a wet blanket on the holiday season and everything. But, you know, I just want to talk with you a little bit about a very troubling article I read on a recent research project about suicidality and first responders. And, you know, the tragedy is that, you know, during the Christmas season, it's a festive time, everybody getting together, everybody looking forward to getting together. And it's brightful and cheery, but not for everybody. And, of course, we have so many military people with PTSD. We have military soldiers and sailors and Marines and, you know, Navy SEALs and everything that aren't going to be coming home for the holidays. Some people will never come back home, killed in action. But I do want to talk about the increase in the suicide rate right now of first responders, and I'm referring to specifically law enforcement people and firefighters. And of course, we come from a first responder family. Almost everybody in our family has something to do with law enforcement or the fire service. And so the Ruderman Foundation just recently completed a study on suicide with respect to first responders. And they found that first responders, meaning police and fire personnel, have a suicide rate that is 20% higher than the general public. And apparently law enforcement people are ahead of firefighters because they do have a more stressful job, but 18 suicides per every 100,000 people, and firefighters, 13 suicides per every 100,000 people. So, you know, firefighters are trailing behind the law enforcement people. But what's sad about that is that they also found that PTSD in first responders is 5 times higher than the average public.
Well, no doubt, because when you're a first responder, Ron, and I don't care if it's fire or police, you see the kind of the worst of the worst all the time. You're not getting calls for happy things. The calls that you get are people at the worst moments of their lives.
Right.
And those are what you see day in and day out. And I know our son, being a firefighter, paramedic, the calls that he gets, you know, is somebody that has maybe been on a motorcycle and been killed on the road or severely hurt, or a baby choking, or, you know, you name it, somebody with a heart attack or a stroke, or, you know, it's always people at their worst. And that has to affect you. And I know that at the times, you know, even the times that we were on the job, you're not getting calls for service that are happy calls. You're getting calls for some sort of an emergency or some sort of a catastrophe of any type, right?
Yeah, and they're not looking forward to seeing you when you show up at the door.
Not usually,
and
right?
I think, and you know, of course, the responses to active shootings, you know, some of the terrible things that we've had in this country.
Yeah, and family disputes are a big one, especially around the holidays.
And there's so much pressure on law enforcement right now. So But it was interesting, and I was extremely surprised to see that firefighters were just trailing behind law enforcement because, to me, and, you know, we have a police officer son and we have a firefighter, you know, their jobs, albeit the same as far as being first responders, the stressors in their jobs are completely different, you know, between our police officer and our firefighter.
Sure.
But anyway, it's an important time to remember during this festive season that the month of December for police officers is the most violent month. The most violent month.
Well, it is also a pretty bad month for lots of things. You know, things go up, like family disputes go up.
Suicides go up across the board.
Suicides go up, yeah.
Right.
There, you know, there's a lot of people who are alone at the holiday times. And even if they just have a normal life and they don't have a lot of, you know, extraordinary stressors, the holidays can be very stressful. I have a very normal life and I get very stressed at the holidays. So I can imagine, you know, people that have no support system, they get stressed. It's cold outside. If you are somebody that doesn't have a good place to live, you know, you're more stressed because you're cold. And I mean, there's just a lot of things going on at this time of the year.
You know, I just want to just leave this part of the conversation. I didn't want to belabor it, but I do want to leave this part of our conversation with just the note that every single day, everybody that we all come in contact with is battling something.
Something,
and
yes.
And we need to be a little bit more introspective, listen very carefully to what people are saying to us, and look at behaviors. And if you see that someone's under stress, offer them some guidance and some support. Try to assuage them and see if we can make everybody's Christmas season a lot merrier.
Yep.
Well, I see that Secretary of Defense Mad Dog Mattis is going to be leaving the Trump administration come January.
Yes, he is. And actually, there's quite a turnover in the Trump administration. And, you know, people, again, they're saying, oh, my gosh, chaos, and this is terrible. And a lot of this, with some of these, is over Syria and over Trump withdrawing troops from Syria.
And also Afghanistan.
And Afghanistan. And, you know, you and I have had some conversations about this, and I think we're pretty much on the same page with this. The thing about this is, again, Trump can't do anything right. If he was going to leave everybody there, they would complain about that. But, you know, he is very consistent. He's always said, from before he was elected, that you get in, you do the job, and you get out. And as you've said to me many times, one of the biggest problems is that we never have an exit strategy. Well, he did go in. He did the job. Are they 100% eliminated? No. But 99% of the territory that they took has been taken back. I was watching on One American News a little blurb that they had about Syria. And it was so interesting because I was actually watching people celebrate mass, Christian and Catholic mass in Syria, which they've not been able to do for some time. So it is better. Is it perfect? I don't know if that area of the world will ever be perfect, but we cannot be the world's watchdogs in every place in the world where we need it, or we would have nobody here at home. We need our boys home. We don't need them dying on foreign soil unless it's absolutely necessary to protect us.
And, you know, it's not just the boys, and I know you know this. I mean, there's a lot of women out there that are, you know, serving their country in hostile foreign lands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a little bit of a mixed feeling when I first heard this, but then common sense took over, as it often does with me, and I start, you know, looking retrospectively over the past 18 years, or actually 17 years since 9/11, and I ask myself, with all the blood and treasure, what have we really accomplished in any of these countries? We really haven't accomplished much of anything. These countries are so corrupt, they're so backwards, and there are there are cultural issues and religious issues. We are never going to get beyond. We just can't reconcile this, nor can we turn people that have gotten you know, hundreds, if not a couple of thousands of years of cultural and religious indoctrination to one side to become a democratic, you know, nation where the nation is ruled by the people instead of dictators or tribal leaders or, dictators, let's just say that, and the money, the corruption and everything like that. I look at Syria and we're going to pull 2,000 people out of Syria. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm all for it. And I want to just mention a couple of things. I've been watching a series called Medal of Valor. And these are all true stories. It's documentaries of true stories about American soldiers and sailors, military personnel, that have been recipients of the Medal of Valor. And I looked at two of these Medal of Honor recipients, and they were both in Afghanistan. And I looked at the circumstances where they went under fire, and because of their gallantry and bravery, received the Medal of Valor. And the first thing I said to myself, both of them came out of forward FOBs or forward operating bases in Afghanistan, and I looked strategically at where their leaders, okay, they were talking generals, had placed these bases. One was on top, the very, very top of a mountain where they were completely surrounded by the enemy. There was no way they were going to get extracted except by a helicopter. That's how they came in. That's how all their supplies came in and out. You knew that was going to end bad. And the other one was just as bad in the opposite direction. They were at the base in a canyon surrounded by mountains, which was surrounded by the enemy. And so I look at that, and I look at some of these generals, and I say to myself, what the hell were you thinking? If that's the way you are going to think and squander American lives, we do not need to be there. We just don't, okay? And so I'm one of those guys that says, pull all that stuff out. Let's deal with what we have, with our other strategic interests that are in better shape strategically, and you know where they are, you know, physically located than these countries. Let's get our people out of there, and if we need to go in and seek justice for something that terrorists have done in this country, then we can go ahead and do that. But I am behind the president. I'm sorry that General Mattis disagrees. I'm sorry sometimes that Mike Pompeo, who I think is a phenomenal Secretary of State, disagrees. I'm sorry that General Kelly, who was the former chief of staff on his way out, disagrees with the president. I think the president ultimately speaks for the American people, and he's not a dummy, and he's not an ideologue.
Well, and I do think that if something turns around in those places, that we can get 2,000 guys back in there in a heartbeat. But we have got to first run, undo what Obama did and change the terms of engagement so that when we do go in there, we can kill people and break things, and that is what we should do.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I'm sorry to say, there will be collateral damage, but we cannot be risking our boys and our women over there with terms of engagement like they have had.
Right. No, the ROEs, the rules of engagement, are completely ridiculous. They've been ridiculous for 20 years, and in some occasions, they've actually had, like, people in the Department of Justice and the Civil Rights Division taking a look at rules of engagement and having input with the Judge Advocate General Corps and telling these soldiers and sailors and Marines and special ops people what their rules of engagement are. That's the whole Vietnam thing that I was totally against.
Yeah, me
the
too.
Way we fought that war.
Yes.
There was no reason we couldn't have cleaned those people's clocks in Vietnam and gotten the hell out of there. And look at, we lost 58,000 people there. And for what? That country is on its own, okay? which was a communist country, still a communist country, is more of a capitalist country than they ever were, you know, during the Vietnam War, okay, which was zero capitalism. And I just think that we need to do something completely different. Listen, going into Syria, we pulled 2,000 people out. We have a MEU or a Marine Expeditionary Unit that could be in there in a day. If we needed to put 2,000 boots on the ground, we could do it in a day.
Well, we need to know what the mission is, and we need to have rules of engagement that complete that mission and get out and bring our kids home.
100% agreement.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Well, we're heading into the home stretch on our last vestiges of Bailey's coffee.
I think we've had all that we need.
The dog is out cold.
She's out cold. But, you know, we have kind of been going through the 2018 best inventions. And now I want to talk about inventions for the home, which is one of my favorite sections of inventions.
Okay, now listen. Mm-hmm. Speaking of inventions from the home, did you notice I fixed the Ring doorbell and put up the Ring motion detector lighted camera? I would like a little pat on the back.
I will absolutely give you a pat on the back.
You know how I am with electronics, how frustrating it is. And I had a few problems, but I managed to do it, and they came out great.
Excellent.
So we are totally secure, girl.
And Ring doorbell is one of those great inventions, and you know we have it and we use it, and I love it. And another great invention that we purchased, that we talked about, and we purchased it because we talked about it, and we saw it on this list, was Fixed.
Yeah,
the diagnostic tool for vehicles.
And I can hardly wait. I know we packaged them all up for the kids, and we got one for ourselves. I can hardly wait to pop that bad boy into the Ford F-150 and see what it says.
Yep. See all the things that's wrong with it. Well, the first thing is something actually that I sell in my business, and it's Post-it Notes Extreme. So everybody knows Post-it Notes, which were actually created by accident many, many years ago. They were looking for a very strong adhesive, and they accidentally made this adhesive that just makes it stick long enough. And came out with Post-it Notes. And I mean, what a billion dollar industry for 3M that was. Well, now they've come out with a super strong sticky note. So if you want to stick it on your something in your freezer, or if you want to stick it on your the outside of your house, which might be rock or some surface that is not smooth, it will stick and stay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and I think that's cool.
It also is using the water-resistant paper, which is kind of a almost it's a paper that's coated with polymer layers, and we use that a lot in the printing business in order for people to have printed pieces that might need to be outdoors.
Okay. Now, I can absolutely see when you said the freezer, I'm always, you know, I have to write stuff on the the freezer bags that we use to go in there, you know, like when I put it in and what's in this bag, for instance. So you're saying that now we can write this stuff on a Post-it note and we can stick it in the freezer?
You can stick it in the freezer.
Okay. So my question is, what kind of pen, or, I mean, how would you write that on that polymer paper?
A ballpoint pen.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Okay. We use the paper a lot in our industry and for anything that's outdoors or that needs to be rain resistant, water resistant.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So another one is they have this interesting new mattress. It's called an M3. It's by Bedgear. And it's a modular mattress. So all of the parts of the mattress are interchangeable.
What does that mean?
Well, the chassis, the spring, the foam pad, and the cover, they all zip together. So you can pick the parts that you want. So say that you want to have a stronger spring than I want to have, we can put one spring on one side and one spring on the other side.
Okay.
And you can just kind of mix and match this bed to meet the needs of both people.
Okay.
And that's an interesting new development. They have a new Sidekick grill by Camp Chef, which is if you're cooking things in one grill, but you need to cook, say that you're using pellets and you're cooking bacon. Okay, that could take forever. So you attach this on the side. It's propane. It cooks your bacon real fast, but you can cook your other things on the other grill.
Is it small? I mean,
it's small, and you also
can we put it in the RV?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to look into it.
Okay.
But you can also purchase options like a pizza oven or a you know, small but conventional grill, which I guess there we could put into the RV.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something. I don't think it's going to be in your list, but I had a great tip from one of my buddies, and you said we couldn't have it. And it was and it was a pizza grill called, I think it was called Pizzeria something like that. And I read all the it wasn't expensive. It was a couple of $100. And it comes out with these, like, I don't know, 10 or 12-inch pizzas. And every single review was just fantastic, including the review by my friend. So, Lindy, maybe we could get one in the future.
I don't think so, Ronnie.
God.
Okay, but I like this next one. This is something I would absolutely use because I like to drink my coffee hot, and I don't like it when it gets lukewarm.
Yeah, sure, it's all about
so,
you. Forget the pizza
I know,
oven.
You don't
Let's
care
talk about coffee.
Let's
okay.
talk about coffee. This is climate control for your coffee. So this is a mug, a coffee mug, and it's got a little, it's a ceramic mug. It's by a company called Ember. And what it does is it keeps your coffee at the temperature that you want. And it's got a little plate under it, which is a charging pad. So it will actually create heat, and it is powered by a battery, and you set the temperature that you want of your coffee, and it will stay at that temperature the whole time. I'm trying this.
Well, I'm telling you what, my coffee is now iced coffee. I know you got yours all nice and heated up, but
I have
forgot
to re-put
to.
Mine in the microwave. But this is a good invention. This is a little meter. It's a quick detection. It's called Flow by Flow Technologies, and it detects hidden leaks in your plumbing. So you attach it to your main water supply line, and it sensors all around all of the lines in your house, and it tells you, actually sends you a note to your phone or a ping or a message to your phone, and tells you that you have a leak. Okay, so if you have a ride-on lawnmower, it's just like a car. You need to change the oil. And that's always hard for some people. It's messy. And what John Deere did is they came out with a 30-second oil change system. And literally, it's a cartridge that you snap in. So it's got the filter and the oil thing and everything all in one little cartridge. And you just snap it right in.
But that's
and
for
that's
their
your
new,
oil change.
But that's for their new tractors, not the old tractors.
Well, I guess you need to buy a new one then. I don't know.
I don't need to buy anyone. I've got a gardener.
So they have a new air conditioner out that's a dual inverter air conditioner. And the thing about this is that it's quiet. It's library quiet. So that the way that air conditioners work is they run on alternating current, which makes the compressor and its churning can either be on or off. Well, now this runs on a dual inverter, and it runs all the time, and it just keeps running, and it's very, very quiet. And that's kind of cool because air conditioners can be very loud. Here's one for you that you can't have. This is a M18 Fuel Super Sawzall.
So a hand saw.
Yeah.
A sawzall.
Oh,
that's also cool. You know who has one? Rudy has one.
Yeah, a cordless saw that outcuts the rest. So basically, it'll chew through just about anything, including arms and fingers and things, Ron.
So we're not
getting one of those. Another great invention of 2018.
You know, you don't notice this when you're talking to me, but you can be kind of demeaning. Okay.
Well, you know, I remember
that song? Although there was an accident last year where I went to the hospital.
We won't discuss that.
But it wasn't a power tool.
Okay. Could have been.
We'll just leave it at that.
So Samsung, and we have one of these actually, has a 24-inch front-loading washer.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and that's a really good machine. In fact, we have ours stacked because we have kind of a small laundry room, and it works really well, and it washes well, and no complaints about that.
Yeah, so I love Samsung, our washer-dryer setup. I don't like our laundry room, but but I love the washer-dryer setup.
Yep. So there's a little, if you like to grow an indoor garden or perhaps some marijuana in your house.
This sounds pretty good. I can grow my dope in.
Yeah. There's a smart micro garden by Sprouts. And it's got a little light and little bowls. And you pre-program the amount of water and the nutrients and the light. And it just does it all for you. So if you can't grow anything and you don't have a green thumb, this will do it for you.
You know who's going to buy one of those? Shelby.
Oh, yep. That's a great gift for somebody, actually. So that was the household.
Okay.
New gadgets
for the household. What else you got?
Well, we're on to innovations in security that were the best inventions in 2018. And the grand award winner, I absolutely love this. It's an exosuit, and it doubles endurance of military people. So when you have a tired soldier, he's a target, right? He's hauling 100 pounds plus of gear. He's climbing rough terrain. He's coping with heat, cold. He's tired. And this is an item that straps to the trooper's hips, and it's like an exoskeleton, and it can double their fortitude. So it has onboard processors that process their stride and how they walk for each individual soldier. And then it activates monitors at the wearer's needs and assists them. Kind of like, you know, how our electric bike assists us when
yes.
we drive? Kind of
yeah.
like that. So it's battery powered, and it doesn't make them any stronger, but it gives them more fortitude. So let's just say that, for an example, without the Onyx suit on, they could do, say, 26 squats under 185-pound load. With it, they can do 72.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I can actually see some
That's
utility
huge.
To this with mountain troops carrying
Absolutely.
Heavy packs and going up and down those mountains. Once it gets a little cheaper, I'm going to get a set for my bad knees.
Yep. Another really interesting security thing is a high-energy laser weapon system by Raytheon. And this is basically an ATV with a laser on it so that if you're in a war situation, it's got drones coming at you, they can just shoot them right out of the sky.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to bring you back down to earth here because we were talking about gadgets for the house.
Oh, okay.
So I want to bring up a couple of gadgets myself.
Okay.
Okay? Guy stuff. So this is pretty cool. This is called the RAK Magnetic Wristband. And what it is, it's a Velcro wristband that looks like it's about 3 or 4 inches wide, and you can put screws and screw tips and nails on it.
Why would I want to do that?
Okay, so here's a great example. Okay, so this afternoon I've got a screwdriver because we couldn't find the electric drill. I'm up on the ladder and I'm putting the Ring camera up.
And let me guess where the screws are. Let me guess. They're in your mouth, aren't they?
No, they weren't. Okay. But sometimes they are.
Yes.
But I didn't want to put, you know me, on a ladder. Don't want to put a sharp instrument in my mouth. They were in my back pocket.
Oh, that's just
okay?
as good.
So now, with this little device, you just strap that bad boy on and you put your four screws there. And look how cool that is. You just grab it right off your wrist. And you go ahead and do that. Okay, look. And by the way, I'm going to do something you don't do. I'm going to tell you the price. Okay? It's under $20. Okay?
I like that invention.
I think it's pretty cool. Okay? Now, here's another one. And it's called the Releaf, R-E-L-E-A-F, Leaf Scoop. And what it is, it's something that you can, you know, when you get those big bunches of leaves on the ground, you know, you've raked all the leaves up. This thing is like a giant pair of hands, okay? And you do the squeeze thing, right? It's on a pole, and you do the squeeze thing, and it goes like like two giant hands, and it almost looks like two gigantic baseball mitts. And you pick up all your leaves, and you put them in, and you put them in the bucket, okay? That's under $30, okay? Here's one called the Electronics Organizer Travel Cable Cord Bag. So and you need this. I wish I would have seen this before Christmas. I would have bought this for you, okay? And, you know, you've got all your little electronic gadgets, right? You've got your battery all the time for your phone, and you've got your wires and everything. This is a little bag that stores all of that stuff so that when we're flying, you've got it all in your little bag, and you can pull it out. And
I would just like to remind you, Ron, that I sell those.
But you don't have one.
No, I don't have one, and I
okay.
don't want one either.
Under $20, okay? So anyway, just bringing up a couple of things.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I'll go back to security, because you'll like this one.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a shape-shifting Humvee wheel. So, you know, instead of being round all the time, the driver can trigger the change when the vehicle's in motion, and it will turn into like a triangle shape or whatever shape
Why would you want that?
Well, because some of the surfaces that the tanks travel on, like for sand or gravel and other uneven terrain, are better for these shapes.
Okay. And I don't have my Humvee anymore. Okay. So
I think you like it for the military. That's a pretty cool invention.
But let me bring you back to reality.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'm thinking about getting one of these.
Oh, no.
The Rainbow Motion Sensor Toilet Nightlight. Okay? The perfect Christmas gift. It lights up. Okay? So when you're there and you're, you know, taking a leak, especially for guys, right? And it's dark. You don't want to turn the lights on. It senses you there, so to speak. Okay, and you know, one size fits all, so to speak.
It turns the light on in the bowl, right?
And it turns the light on in the bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? I told you about those weeks ago. You laughed at me.
Well, listen, I'm sorry, but we're just sort of out of time tonight for our coffee conversation, and I wanted to leave you with the toilet bowl.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Time for bed.